attention, please. Yes. Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Sun User Abel Benjamin Alexander Hawk, and I'd like to tell you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services. May I have your attention, please? Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Sunny Israel. My name is Sunny Israel. We are walking the Lord. Let's serve you forever as a priest on a very soon. It's a privilege and an honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Israel now entering the sanctuary. For our first speaker, I'd like to turn to Sunny Israel, Yudea Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the BCRU teach me everyone. The title of my speech is The Importance of Following Instructions. Yahweh gave us many examples in the book of Yahweh as to why it is so important to follow instructions. Turn over to Yonah 1, verse 2 and 3, found on page 702. Verse 2. Rise up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Yonah rose up to flee to Tarshish, away from the presence of Yahweh. So Yonah decided to go another way than where Yahweh instructed him to go. As a result, Yonah was swallowed by a great fish. The world has chosen to not follow Yahweh's instructions, and because of that, they have been swallowed by a great fish. Except this great fish is Satan, who deceives the whole world. Please turn to Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. In conclusion, let's turn over to Romans 2, verse 7, found on page 874. To the ones on one hand who by patience, persistence, and doing righteousness seek for glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. Let's continue to follow instructions. Be patient by waiting on Yahweh, and stay persistent in doing righteousness so that we may be in this great kingdom of Yahweh. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And with that, if you'll please stand, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Future priest, Deacon Yedidia Hawkins. Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. If you can turn over to Genesis 25, verse 27. Genesis 25, verse 27. And it says, "So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field." And it says, "But Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents." And if you can turn over to Genesis 10, verse 8, it says, "Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a tyrant who deceived, who turned against Yahweh. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod the tyrant, who deceives, who turned against Yahweh." And you can see there, side note C, it says deception comes through false preachers. And if you remember back in Genesis 25, verse 27, where it says Esau was a skillful hunter. Well, in the King James Version, it says, "even as a mighty hunter." Even as a mighty hunter. And that's in verse 9, Genesis 10, 8 through 10. Now, turn over to Ephesians 4:14. Ephesians 4:14, and it's on page 918. And it says, "No longer are we to be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness by which they lie and wait to deceive." And remember that Esau was skillful in cunning craftiness. And I have a quote from the book of Yisrael, the third book of Yisrael, and it's chapter 22, verse 22, and it says, "I was reading about a discovery in Egypt, and we were trying to discover everything we could at that time to cut down on the 5 or 6 diseases that were plaguing our soldier boys. I told you about making the tapes and trying to get records out to the soldier boys to keep them from catching this. The hottest disease at that time was syphilis, which is what Esau had too. It has existed for thousands and thousands of years." And another quote from the third book of Israel, chapter 22, verse 140. It says, "Through lust, fornication, adultery, it started spreading and spreading. It was taking place in Esau's day too. He partook of it. He developed syphilis in his own body. That's exactly what he got. It was in his throat, the picture I showed you, it was in his mouth, it was in the mouth of infants. When you see a little baby born, you can recognize it instantly." Go back over to Genesis 25, Genesis 25, verse 27. Genesis 25, verse 27, and it says, "So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents." And remember that Jacob became a student of the law. Jacob practiced Yahweh's laws. Skip down there to verse 32. Verse 32, and it says, "And Esau said, Behold, I am about to die. So what shall this birthright be to me?" And remember that the reprobate, they don't esteem Yahweh's blessings. And we can see this in Romans 1, verses 28, and that's on page 874. Page 874. And it says, "And so since they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not proper." Now, from the Israel Hawkins says, chapter 24, verses 27, it says, he threw his birthright away. He sold it. He did not come to Jacob to sell his birthright to him, although he had signed a contract with Jacob to get Jacob to heal him. Esau had already sold his birthright by partaking of this way of life. He got rid of his inheritance and became a prodigal son. He got rid of his inheritance. He could come back as a slave. Some will and some won't. Some can't stand to humble themselves before the counselors and priests of Yahweh. Go back over to Genesis 25 and skip down to verse 33. Verse 33, it says, then Jacob said, vow to me as of this day. So he vowed to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And the wicked perverse worldly things to the blessings of Yahweh, and the children of Yahweh prefers the exact opposite. And in closing, I want to read to you what will occur to us if we follow that way of Cain, if we go in the way of Cain. From the Mark of the Beast, this is part 2 for your notes, chapter 17, verse 37. It says, yes, even like Esau, if you reject the body of Messiah, the house of Yahweh, or the work of Yahweh, Yahweh has commissioned you to do, and his house to do, then you have served yourself from the verdict of salvation. When the time for your sentencing comes, tears will not help you. Notice, tears will not help you to become reinstated into the body of Messiah, the house of Yahweh. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, but Yahshua will say he never knew you. And with that, if y'all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the great Khan, Benjamin Elliott Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Okay. Interesting week. You know, Yahweh's really pouring it on these last days for this great house. By the way, is everybody aware there's a new calendar on Yahweh.com? There's a new calendar in town. I got news for Pope Gregory the 13th. Now, you need to go there, you need to go to Yahweh.com and get on that calendar and study it, because that's going to be the eternal calendar from now on. You will no longer see the gods. The gods are being abolished completely from the house of Yahweh. Is that not a beautiful thing? You know, believe it or not, those gods, looking at those names of those gods in that calendar, is having an influence and effect on our minds. And I think we're going to see a big difference once we don't have to say them and look at them anymore, right? Okay, so, and you know, what's interesting too is on 131, the last day of the calendar on the House of Yahweh calendar, we had the blood moon. Supermoon, blood moon, blue moon, right? On the last day. The last day of that godly calendar. So let's go to the first slide, because yesterday was an interesting day, was it not, House of Yahweh? Unless you heard the news, Dow Jones plunges 666. Can you go to the next slide, please? Here's some of the headlines, CNN Money. You see the bears there having a bear market, I guess. They look crying out for help. Dow plunges 666 points, worst day since Brexit, which, by the way, was in 2016, which was the year of 666. Actually, it was in June of 2013, or 2016, when that occurred, the Brexit vote. Can we go to the next slide? Let's look at some more headlines. This is from NPR. Again, self-explanatory. Look at them. They're in a panic. That's a God, by the way. Mode. You see them? What are we going to do? Next slide, please. This is from, I don't remember which source this is, but there again, you see the headline, worst week since 2016. Next slide, please. There you go. When you see that dollar sign, that's all you see in your mind. That's what you have. You have the 666. These greedy banks is what's causing this mess, by the way. I think somebody else will be talking about that a little bit. But greedy banks, it's greedy men, you know, greedy men. Can I have the next slide? Now, I want you to notice something. This is really amazing right here. Do you see those first two numbers are exactly the same? You will never, that's like so rare in gematria. It just calls your attention to it because it's Yahweh saying, hey, take a look at that number. Greedy men. And of course, 96 at the bottom, that's Revelation, where it shows these greedy men. They're going to be howling and wheeling and howling and gnashing their teeth when this system crashes. Remember, Babylon is falling. Can you go to my next slide? There's 576 corresponds to 589. And look, it means I, me, and myself. Or me, myself, and I. Greedy men, all they think about is themselves. Now, yesterday, when the stock market dropped at 660, again, House of Yahweh, could this be a coincidence? Okay, I got some yeses and nos. I know why you're confused. I've gotten up here and say there's no such thing as a coincidence, because it's all an incident that's running together with the other incidents, right? But no, nothing's occurring outside of Yahweh's great plan. I'm going to tell you why it occurred yesterday. Why did it occur yesterday? You should already know. Yesterday was 2/2/18. Can I have my next slide, please? You don't remember? Cush begot Nimrod, 2/2/18. And the 666 system, it's going down. Babel is falling. Okay, it's going to crash hard. Can you go to my next slide? I'm going to show you a little bit of a something here that it's hidden. If you take 2/2/18 and you take the 22 and you times it by 18, you'll get that number 396. So let's turn to Nehemiah 7:18 on page 396. Everybody turn there. Page 396, and we're going to look at Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 18. And you're going to see the descendants of Adonikam, that word, I hate to say that word because that means Lord. And it's not talking about Yahweh, by the way. It's talking about the Lord. Okay? The descendants of Adonikam were 667. Now, turn over to Isaiah, just a few pages back, Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 13, and let's look again. In this list of the genealogies, it says, the descendants of Adonikam, 666. 666. Well, why does it say something different there? Well, it's really simple when you know what that word Adonikam means. Can you have my next slide? It means the Lord is risen up. The Lord is risen up. You know, this beastly beast, this beast from the earth that's rising at this time. You don't think all these things are for our understanding, House of Yahweh? That this 666 is rising up and it's going to come against the saints very hard here, very shortly, in the greatest tribulation ever. Can I go to my next slide? How many of you saw this headline on 1/3/18? By the way, turn to Revelation 13:18 or 1/3/18. Let's turn there right now. Revelation 13, verse 18. Because remember, we're talking about the 666 system. And by the way, I got to take that slide down for just a second because I want to show. You remember the mark of the beast or mark of beast, M-O-B, 666? Well, you don't want to be one of those because then you'll be a M-O-Beaster or a mobster. 666, you want to be a mobster? A mark of the beaster? No, I don't know, nobody here does. So let's look at Revelation 13:18. It says, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. So put that slide back up, please. This was on 1:3:18, and it says, Black Panther, you can't see the tops for some reason, I don't know why. It says, Black Panther mauls man to death inside zoo cage by biting through his neck. That's from 1:3:18, and 1:3:18 is Revelation 13:18, which is 666, okay? Go to the next slide. Black Panther. Okay, you see that? 666. Now, what is this speaking of, though? Because it's not just talking about a panther. Can we go to the next slide? Revelation 13:2. Look at it. You're in that chapter. Let's read it. It says, and the beast which I saw was similar to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, kind of like those bears you saw howling there a few minutes ago, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. That word leopard is number 3917. Can I have my next slide? Well, there you go. It means panther. Okay, panther or leopard. Okay, but panther's first there in that definition. So think of that black panther, 666. And remember, black has nothing to do with the color of skin. It has everything to do with darkness. Darkness, sin. Okay? Darkness and sin covering the earth. Let's go to the next slide. Here's the article from yesterday on 2/2/18. Black Panther film is outselling every previous superhero film in advanced ticket sales. Black Panther coming out to a theater near you, and I'm hoping that no one will want to go see the 666, because if you do, you're part of the system. You've got it, you might as well just write it on your hand and your forehead, because it's already there. Stay away from this worldly entertainment, because this is what you're going to get. Now notice the word Marvel there on the side of the Hollywood Hill. Marvel Comics is the one that made the Black Panther cartoon way, way back in, I believe, the 30s or 40s. It was a comic book. Okay, Marvel Comics is the one that put it out. And Black Panther, the film, by the way, is about the Kushites. If you go and read it, it's about the Kushite tribes from Africa. Okay, if you read the storyline. Don't go see the movie, okay? I'm telling you about it now. Yahweh's telling you about it. Can we go to the next slide? That word Marvel, it means to wonder at. To wonder at. Now that should remind you of something. Go to the next slide, please. Look at Revelation 13:3. It says, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. After the beast, 666. Can we go to the next slide? That word marveled is this word here, and it means to marvel, wonder. Marvel, like the comic book. Huh, what a coincidence, huh? Now, when is this film coming out? Can I see the release date? Oh, 2/16. 2/16 or 666, remember? 6 times 6 times 6. Wow, that must be a coincidence too. Now, there's another event coming up tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow's what date, House of Yahweh? 2/4? on the worldly calendar, and it's the anniversary of what? The groundhogs. Oh, man, I got to go back. Let me go back another year. On 2-4 of last year, I was up here telling you about the celebration, not of the groundhog. That's called divining. Groundhog's Day, you know, when the groundhog comes out, or I think they said Jesus comes out and he looks for a shadow. If it's not there, he goes back. Okay, so, no, it's not groundhog celebration. It's the House of Yahweh's anniversary. Come on, House of Yahweh, give Yahweh a hand. All right, so, but it's also called Super Sunday. Also known as the day of the Super Bowl, which I hope nobody here will be tuning into on first day. It's not Sunday, it's first day, as Yahweh said in Genesis, right, House of Yahweh? Now, let's find out why we don't want to use first day or Sunday, okay? So let's go to the next slide. The Edict of Milan was a proclamation that permanently established religious toleration for Christianity within the Roman Empire. It was the outcome of a political agreement concluded in Milan between the Roman emperors Constantine and Licinius in February 313. And that number's interesting, 313. That's when elected Pope Francis was elected on 313-13, which was a palindrome pointing back to 313, right? So the Edict of Milan, can we have the next slide? Oh boy. You know, you want to be part of Christianity? Yeah, I don't think so. So let's continue. Can I have my next slide? So Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun, was the official sun god of the later Roman Empire and a patron of soldiers. On December 25th of all days, right, the birth of the sun god, the Roman Emperor Aurelian made it an official cult alongside the traditional Roman cults. Kind of like the Catholic Roman cult, the Catholic Church, right? It's all the same. Next slide. Emperor Aurelian, 666. Wow, what a coincidence. Could I have my next slide? The word Sunday, dies solis in Latin, okay, is the word that became Sunday. Can I have my next slide? Oh boy, we're batting 1,000 here. De Solis 666? You want to be part of the sun worship? Can I have my next slide? This Super Bowl is going to be played at this stadium right here, which all the people that, it was completed in 2016, by the way, year of 666, and it's shaped like a pyramid. Interesting. And notice the capacity. 66655 can sit in there. And notice the phone number. 612-777. That's interesting. Go to the next slide. Because U.S. Bank Stadium's gematria, you see the sideway pyramid there, is 777 in gematria. This will remind you of the next slide that I showed a couple years ago. Next slide. You remember that? 666 at the base of the dollar bill, doing the gematria. When I did the, you do the math on all three pyramids, it turns out the 666 on the bottom and 777 at the top. Can we go to my next slide? By the way, that eye on the top of the dollar bill, they call it the Eye of Providence. Eye of Providence? No, it's the Eye of Sodomy. It has nothing to do with Providence, but the Providence is 666. I wonder how that could occur, you know? Next slide, please. The Super Bowl is going to be played in Minneapolis. Area code 612. You've heard a lot about that number, right? What a coincidence. Can we have the next slide? In this stadium right here, built in 2016, if you notice, the first game of 2018 was against the Saints. And there was 6-6-6-1-2 in the stadium that day. 66-6-12. hey, look, we don't have any connections with the Viking football team. We don't have connections with the Dow Jones Industrial Average people. We don't have connections with NASA. Okay, this is Yahweh working in the realm of men right here. Now, yesterday, the sun went down in Clyde at 6:12 on 2/2/18. Next slide. In Abilene, it went down at 6:13. Now, turn over to page 612 in your Book of Yahweh, please. Page 612. I got to get this in. Because if you'll look at page 612, Jeremiah 46, verse 10 says, this is the day of Father Yahweh of hosts, a day of judgment, that he may judge himself on his adversaries. The sword will be devoured, the sword will devour and will be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For Father Yahweh of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Jump down to verse 25. Yahweh of hosts, the Father of Israel, says, behold, I will bring punishment on Amun-Ra, the god of Thebes. Remember? We went through this last week. And on Egypt with her gods and her kings, Pharaoh and those who trust in him. That's the 666. And as Pastor said, you can't get 666 from 613. So let's look at page 613 now. And look at verse 27. But do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return, have rest, and be at ease, and none will make him afraid. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you. For I will make a complete end of all the nations among whom I have driven you, but I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you with justice, for I will not leave you completely unpunished. And for the last slide, here's your homework. Look up that number 4291 yourself, but think 42, the last 3.5 years, 42 moons, and 91, Psalm 91, the protection you're going to receive here in this house if you do what Yahweh says. And notice, from September 12, 2006 to June 12th of this year, 613 weeks. Remember the promise of protection that this house has, but we've got to get rid of the 666. Do not be part of that evil system. Do not partake in it of any way. That is a warning from Yahweh. And at this time, if you'd all please stand. It is my great honor and privilege to present to you the great Kohen Yehuda Hakan. Shalom. Please be seated. While I'm yapping at you, turn to page 696 in your Book of Yahweh, and may the peace of Yahweh be with all of us and everyone that wants to walk in His ways. We're going to look at Amosia 3, 6, and 7. And that's it. Amosia 3, 6, and 7 on page 696. Where the scripture reads, will a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity fostered by religious impostors be taking place in a city and Yahweh not also have a righteous work there? Most assuredly, or be assured, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the work that He has prophesied in advance by His servants, the prophets. The word iniquity that is written in Amosia 3:6 is translated from the Hebrew word roah. This word is listed on page 1262 of Volume 3 of the Hebrew and Aramaic Lexicon by Kohler and Baumgartner, which shows this word means shepherd, to lead, to rule, crime, to violate a law that forbids something in action. Remember, this shepherd is a false shepherd.
to lead astray, harsh rule, crime, breaking the laws of the land, breaking the laws of Yahweh, violate a law that forbids something or an action, or to fail or to refuse to do something. A law commands that commands one to do. Brothers and sisters, if pastor asks you to do something, don't refuse. If a priest asks you to do something, don't refuse. If your husband asks you to do something, don't refuse. If your mother or father wants you to do something and asks, don't refuse. Never say no when you are asked to do something by those who have the rule over you that Yahweh put there. Because every person I mentioned there, whether it's pastor, a priest, your mother or father, or a man responsible for you, if they're there, Yahweh's the one that's letting them be there. The word work that is written in Amosiah 3:7 is translated from the Hebrew word sudu. The Student's Hebrew and Chaldee Dictionary to the Old Testament by Alexander Harkavy, pages 57, 248 and 482 show this word means house, to found, to establish the house of Yahweh, a secret. Letting Scripture interpret Scripture, as Isaiah 28, verses 10 to 13 says, Yochanan 1:1 shows the things coming to pass in Amosiah 3:6-7 are all according to Yahweh's plan that he had from the beginning. The mother and father you have, the priests that have been called to serve, the deacons, the judges, the Kohanis, Yahweh is the reason they are all here, pastor included. And they are at your service. They're here. The scripture says, pray for them, for they watch. It's Hebrews 13, chapter 13. It says, pray for those who are over you. Pray for your parents. Pray for the priests. Pray for the judges. Pray for the Kohanas. Pray for pastor especially. For they rule over you and they look after your very lives. Don't say no. Letting Scripture interpret Scripture, all of these are talking about this plan. So this is what Amosiah 3:6 and 7 are saying. Will a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Will the breaking of the law that is taught by false shepherds be taking place in the city and Yahweh also not have a righteous work there? Most assuredly, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the house of Yahweh he has established, yet to be secret, to be hidden according to the plan as prophesied by his servants, the prophets, from the beginning. Now that's just the way it is. Because the name Yahweh means he is, he was, and he will always will be. Among other meanings of the name. I'm not talking about that it means you call him the great I am, the great I was, I'm the great one that's going to come. His name is Yahweh, your Father in heaven. But the point of the matter is, it's Yahweh that wants things done this way. So please don't fight it, but humble yourselves and be a part of it. There's a related scripture to this. I thought of it this morning, told Pastor, and he said, yes, I did ask. I said, I need to do this one with it. And he said, yes. Simple enough. Turn to Luke 24:25 on page 813. We will continue. This is where we get serious. Luke 24:25. I've got to get this one in. It's very important. These two scriptures relate to one another. Luke 24:25 on page 813 of your book of Yahweh. Or a Bible, Luke 24:25. Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. I had an interesting thing. I looked at the word fools. I thought, well, we got to go through the thing. First, the guy got to look at the Greek to find the Hebrew. Then I found the Hebrew. But there was an interesting thing. The book pointed out this relates to Proverbs 17:28. You need to put that down and read it for yourself as to explain what Yahshua is saying here. Proverbs 17:28, letting scripture interpret scripture, shows the word fools that is written in Luke 24:25 means those who are not quiet, loudmouths, those who will not hold their peace. They don't want to have anything to do with the peaceful solution. They don't try to hang on to it. Those who do not shut their mouths and thus show no understanding. Remember the old saying? It's better to keep your mouth shut and let somebody think that you're a fool than open your mouth and prove it. That's what it's saying here. The word prophet that is written in Luke 24:25 is translated from the Hebrew word nabayim. This word is listed on page 898, I almost gave you the wrong number, of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which with Isaiah 44:1-8, letting scripture interpret scripture, put Isaiah 44:1-8 in your notes on this, shows this word means a messenger sent by Yahweh, a man of Yahweh, a righteous one, one belonging to Yahweh, Jacob and Yisrael, Yahweh's witnesses. The word spoken that is written in Luke 24:25 is translated from the Hebrew word dabar. This word is listed on pages 311 and 312 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, and page 145 of the analytical Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word means, is a preterite verb written in the past tense in Hebrew to indicate something that will come to pass in the future, which means to speak, to guide, to teach the word of Yahweh, a prophetic saying, a command, a precept, law, a regulation, or a plan. So this is what Luke 24:25 is saying. Then he said to them, O fools, you who are slow of heart, who are not quiet, do not hold your peace, and do not keep your mouth shut, showing you do have no understanding to believe all the word of Yahweh, his plan, his law, and the prophets, which his witnesses, Jacob and Israel, his messengers, whom he has sent, will teach. It is better to be quiet and listen than to open your mouth and let everyone else have to listen to a fool. Because if you don't keep your mouth shut, you are a fool. If you are not quiet, you are a fool. If you don't hold your peace or hang on to the peaceful solution, you are a fool. And if you show these things, you show you don't understand anything at all. Pray constantly for Yahweh's guidance. Pray for his priests. Pray for those who have the rule over you, whether it's your mom or your dad, a deacon in charge of your work, a judge, a kohana, all of these people, pray for them, that they can give a righteous report of you, that they pray for you to Yahweh to sustain you. All these things everybody needs to be doing. But we can all do this together. We can come into the unity of the faith, praying for one another, asking one another when we want to have something or need something. When asked, willfully doing it, even to the point of saying, well, I never did that before. Well, maybe it's time to learn. I mean, there's so many ways this can go. But use your head and think, control your tongues, and more than anything else, humble yourself to those who have the rule over you, for you are doing it in the sight of Yahweh, and He will lift you up. May Yahweh bless your understanding. I now turn the service over to the great Kohen Ilya Hawkins. Please stand.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Of course, getting into the news today, I want to read you something very quickly from the Mark of the Beast, Volume 2. And this is something that Pastor put into the minds of everyone about what this beast was doing and how this beast, remember, that's the character of this system. It's a beast that rips, it devours, it does whatever it needs to do to benefit itself. And on page 236, and I'll show you very quickly, it's entitled Our Help. Page 236 of the Mark of the Beast, Volume 2. Pastor says, leading health authorities of our time keep telling this world of the consequences of wrong eating habits. Notice the key is they tell them of the consequences. They're not telling them what caused it. They're telling them of the consequences their bodies suffer. The consumption of the wrong kind of foods and the consumption of foods that were not created for the human body is costing people of this world millions of dollars on health care, outrageous doctor bills, needless suffering, and early death afflicts millions of people needlessly each year. But will we change our eating habits? That's a question Pastor posed. Will anyone actually admit that what they've actually done to themselves has caused his or her own sickness? Only very seldom will you find anyone to admit their own guilt, yet your own Bible shows that most sicknesses is a result of sin. And of course, that's what's causing the sicknesses today. But I want you to notice the first part of the news is dealing with drug companies. And these drug companies are at war with each other. And to show what Pastor was saying, you would think that if a drug company had your best interest, they would be trying to tell you, this is what led to what you have. You need to discontinue this, and this is how you remove back out of your body what you put in. That's Yahweh's way. And those suggestions can be given. But mankind has formed a system of sorcery, which remember is 666, drug dealers, that's what they are, legalized drug dealers. And they found a way to profit where a person is going to die. They worked their whole life to make money. And you're going to see a lady who was a teacher. She's an educator. She taught her whole life. And now she has a type of cancer in her blood that they're giving her a very expensive pill for, that they kind of compare it to, it keeps the cancer high on drugs, really. So it's not really, it's kind of in her delusional. But if she ever quits taking the pill, she'll die within a matter of weeks. But she's going to die anyway, and she knows that, and she admits that. But she's an educator, a teacher, spent her whole life teaching, and now she has to come up with $640 a month to buy drugs. Now, what do the drug companies do? Well, they're suing each other. Because other drug companies want to make a generic version to make it cheaper, to make it better. They're wanting part of the profits is what they're wanting. And you're seeing drug companies fight each other for profits because sickness brings profits. Teaching people to sin brings customers. Once they're sick, it brings profits, huge profits. And when people go running to these mega hospitals because they feel as though they're sick, you know, Yahweh says, find out what caused it. Find out what led to it, and then reverse that action. Don't do it again, and remove what you put in your body out. Well, that's not what this world is doing, and this is truly pure hatred, what they're doing by taking people who are sick and maximizing profits. Now, they also come out, RT reported this last week, there's a new virus they're saying that mimics the flu, and they're telling you and I that there's no vaccines because you have to be in the military to partake of the vaccine. That's just very interesting. Not that vaccines actually work, but it's interesting that this virus that is coming out, you have to be in the military to get a shot for it. And they say it usually takes place around military bases, so it's very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this newly God come up was formed and what was done to bring this thing up, but we know it was sin. And then speaking of President Donald Trump in the State of the Union speech, he speaks of how we need to curtail the drug companies. Well, the drug companies fund Washington, D.C. with lobbyists and this funding that takes place. Well, watch what he says and listen to how he says it. And then consider, in 2016, and there's a lady that speaks about this, more people died of opioid overdoses in 2016 than died in the Vietnam War. Now, if you have that many deaths and you have politicians, you have leaders that care, how on earth is this not being shut down? It's because of money. It's because of profit. And it's also due to they feel there's too many people here. Don't forget that, because that is soon to come. Soon you will see death surpass the birth rate. Well, this reduction is not helping anyone. Then moving over to Turkey. This is very interesting. Keep an eye on this. Everything you can see with what's going on, watch it diligently. Pastor brought out years ago that, of course, remember who rules the kings of the earth. He sits on the seven hills, and that's that serpent, that divine serpent, not the Pope, but that unit, that body over there, who the Pope is their spokesperson. They rule over the kings of the earth. Well, this week, and it was actually amazing how clear they literally came out and said that the United States has been funding this terrorist group that has been combating Turkey and in Syria for years. They just had it change its name. And the general openly admits that. Now, when you listen to this, listen carefully. Remember last week, General Mattis said that if you come against our experiment of democracy, it will be your worst day. Well, listen to what President Erdogan, that is the leader of Turkey, one of the things that they say he threw out was democracy. Doesn't want it there. Another thing, they say he has pushed the Muslim religion. Pushed the Muslim religion. And why are they coming against Turkey? Why would the United States come against somebody that's an ally? You actually have nuclear weapons stored in their country. Why come against them? It all has to do with this democracy and this religion not coming into compliance. And it's very interesting because when the terrorist group renamed themselves, they used the word democratic in that. And the general even, he actually congratulates them for it. He thought, you're doing well. You guys are getting right in line with what you're supposed to be doing. But they're coming against them due to any form of righteousness, and that's what they're coming against. And of course, they're not complying with the divine serpent. Well, as that Operation Olive Branch is being pushed back, there's an ambassador to the United States. He kind of explains it on how that group has killed over 40,000 people in Turkey just in the last 3 years. Now, this group is the one being funded by the United States. Now, if there was somebody funding Al-Qaeda, and they knocked down two buildings in the United States and killed 3,000 people, well, we go blow up countries. So consider, why are we not empathizing with Turkey that they've lost 40,000 people, and we're funding the group that's doing it? Well, it's because, if you notice, it says that it was a very thought-out plan by the military, the United States military. So watch for these things, because what we're seeing are things coming to pass, just as Pastor said they would. And it's amazing the detail we see and how it fills in the little blanks when Pastor told the whole picture. He literally showed what the prophets and apostles had said hundreds and thousands of years ago, and he was able to bring that to us. And then the United States warning South America. This is very odd. They're warning South America, don't do business with China like you're doing. And the reason being because Argentina, Chile, Peru, a lot of them are now, who used to be America was their biggest trading partner, not anymore. Now it's China. China is going in and building infrastructure inside of all of these countries. And we've seen it when we were in Jamaica, where they built a massive interstate there. But they're going in and they're building infrastructure, showing these people in these countries, this is how great it can be. And they're actually pulling them away, winning them over from the United States. Well, that hurts the United States' bottom dollar. And then the quartet. Of course, the quartet met in Brussels this week, but before that, Greenblatt, who is the representative of President Trump, he represents the quartet of the United States, they met in Israel. And notice very closely how they say the quartet came to listen to see what the United States had to say. They want to see, what is Donald Trump's plan? What is your plan? And then they're going to negotiate and build from there. And after that, Mahmoud Abbas goes to the EU to get the EU to recognize Palestine, and the EU once again says, they confirm, they will stand for a two-state solution, giving half to Palestine and half to Israel. With all of the things that we see that make up the news, one thing that we know has not changed and is not changing is the very prophecies that Yisrael Hawkins brought forth that Yahshua is guiding him in these last days. And remember what Isaiah 4, 2, and 3, and 4 says. The branch will be called beautiful in that day, and those who hold on to this house in Abilene will be with him and called glorious. It's very important. Watch these things for what they are, and let no man, let no woman, let nobody take your crown. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh! I'm glad to see you all back. Praise Yahweh! You may be seated. May the peace of Yah. That's what I said too. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Remember that about turkey now. You got to get that. If you have to get it again, get it. Maybe we could get it played, this news, throughout the week along with the sermons. That would help. I asked Benjamin, did he give you the date today? And he said he forgot it. I said, that's one of the only thing any of you guys forgot. Today is 11/17, Yahshua. Hey! 11/17, Yahshua. I was all set to give that information about the calendar, and I told Michael, I said, you call me first. Don't you call anyone else. I should have told his wife. I tell you, that rumor was flying throughout the world. India got it in about 5 seconds after it left here. The bread sack. I thought this was rather fitting. It says, be glad and rejoice in Yahweh your Father, for he has given you the teacher of righteousness. Now, try to get this in your mind. If you don't rejoice over this, if you don't rejoice, you won't make it into the kingdom. It's really a serious thing, what I just read you. Rejoice in Yahweh. He has given you a righteous teacher. There are 4,999 religions in the world. Do you need some more besides that? We got some wanting to go out and do so. They're all false. 4,199 religions, and they all worship gods. And don't even know why. They don't even know who they worship, as Yahshua said. You don't even know what you're worshiping. We're the only ones that know this. And he used the name Yahweh. Oh, boy, it was so fantastic. The calendar, after all of these years of God worship that was accepted, by the way, globally, and it's now we get the sacred calendar out, and the people are going to start seeing, you know, what a mess they got themselves into. They're seeing it already, by the way. We got this week, I won't read you all of this, it's too much. They said they couldn't get it on one page. We had journalists from over 25 countries interested in the press release, with 17 journalists from India alone. We also had several from Argentina, Japan, Romania, Sweden, Switzerland, Spain, and South Korea. And they're getting to hear righteousness taught for the first time. We have, of course, and we can't get away from it. You're going to see it, Yahweh said. You're going to see it. It's picking up steam all the time. The defilement of the earth. The earth is broken down. It can't do its job. and science knows this. There's a scripture that we changed. I won't bring it this week, but I think it's going to be brought next week. But one word of the King James was translated differently, and that is in the New King James Version. And, of course, they took out this one word. They took out the definition of what takes place, what is taking place on the earth and has taken place since the day Cain spilled the blood of Abel on the earth. And of course, from that time, Yahweh said, this is what's going to take place, and it's going to bring the earth to where it's going to vomit you out. And of course, they had the flood, and then Yahweh started them off again with a righteous teacher whose works were still being talked about. Even today, they're still being talked about the first righteous work of Abel. And then after that, Noah, who used Abel's work and taught righteousness to the people. And from that work then, Yahweh's plan with the earth and the heavens now, kingdoms of microorganisms, he brought forth Yahshua, who also came from the dust of the ground, but refused the tree of Satan, the God worship. That was the difference in him and us. We all chose and never even knew we was doing so. You didn't think twice about that calendar, and it went all over the world, and the people gobbled it up. And you look at this one, you say, man, that's difficult. How did you learn the first one? You used it. And the more you use it, the more you'll say, oh, this is simple. Oh, I see now. It's not difficult at all. But anyway, what I want you to understand is that this evil, this breakdown of the earth, it can't protect man. It cannot protect man. In fact, the only thing in trying to protect man, it brings forth curses. There's a thing called arsenic. I know you've heard the word. I doubt if you know it. Back in the 50s, we were fighting this. Back in the 50s, I worked in the State Board of Health Laboratories for a while. I still wasn't getting to the root of the problem, and where I wanted to be was where I could get to the root of these problems and wipe them out. But I remember connecting this arsenic to syphilis. Well, of course, our scientists were using everything they could to mix with the syphilis virus. They were using it, trying to find a drug they could sell. And I think this is where arsenic came from. It's in the earth now. You ask someone where it came from, oh, it's in the soil. Yeah, I know. How did it get there? What created it? What created this dinosaur? This dragon, this serpent. Well, the creation came from our own scientists. I can't back this up, but I'm thinking if the scientists would go to work on this now and prove it, they would prove that what they did in mixing this syphilis STD along with gonorrhea, I can't remember, there was about three of them. At that time, we were fighting. We wrote a song at that time. If anyone in the radio land can hear this, if you got a copy of that song, we sent it to the armed forces at that time. We sent it to all the armed forces, and it was written about a red-headed woman named Katie. And we told the truth about syphilis and how the army boy, the army soldier, would look in the mirror one day and there'd be a rash on his face. So he looks in the medicine cabinet and gets some salve and puts on it, and it goes away, only to become back to fight us later in the hearts or organs of our body. And it causes difficulty in all the organs of the body. Well, all of these things that the scientists have mixed together, plus what mankind has mixed together in this concoction, this witch's concoction, has all gone into the earth like arsenic. It's gone into the earth and in the atmosphere. I want to bring you more in reading. In fact, what I want to do, you see these blank walls we have around the sanctuary before the feast, I'd like to see those covered up with things to read. Well, you could actually just come in and you can spend the day here just walking from one to another article, reading, educating yourself. If you got the flu, I wouldn't think that I was over it if I was you, because, you know, it comes back. What is taking place here, I believe, is the same thing that was taking place with syphilis. It would come back in a different form. You might kill one form. What you're doing when you kill, you wound a lot of them, and they seek help in getting well, and when they come back, they're in a stronger form. And this is what we see in AIDS now. It's a mixture of ancient diseases such as syphilis, gonorrhea, and so forth. It's a mixture that we have today that's strength. It's a mean God that's come up out of the earth, newly come up out of the earth. Well, of course, arsenic has been around since syphilis because the scientists mixed this thing and came up with a poison, and they tried to increase the poison to fight syphilis, which killed one form of it and strengthened probably 20 billion other kingdoms of it that are now mixed throughout the earth. It's coming up in the food you eat. Yes, we'll have some, I hope to have some articles where you can just pass by and, hey, see, arsenic. And read it and see how contaminated, how broken down this earth is. Remember that word, broken down. I won't tell you where it is or what it is right now because it'll be brought out. I want you to know about what we're fighting in this flu that's going to get worse and worse and worse. We're fighting the same thing that we fought in syphilis when I was learning. I was actually there learning, but I was working and learning at the same time that mixing these things does not solve the problem. Mixing them to find a killer, that killer comes back to bite you back. And that's what we're seeing now in flu, what they're calling the flu in many different forms. And Dr. Hayes, if you remember, He did an excellent sermon on this and showed how they were doing this same thing. And I remembered that and told him that I'd learned that back years ago. But anyway, there's some things that Yahweh gave in the anointing oils that you need to know about. This will help to bring back your strength, your energy, your immune system, to where it'll fight these things back, and it doesn't turn into a STD or anything like that. The anointing oils don't, but the one of them is thyme. Now, there's some others, but thyme is one of the most used and most useful oils in aromatherapy. In addition to killing microbes, thyme helps the body to eliminate toxins. This is one thing that you'll find in the article on arsenic is that it's accumulated in your body. Believe it or not, they used to use this stuff on their pigs. I think they still do now, because a pig can eat it. You start him off on a small dose. You increase the dose as day by day, and you can get that pig so full of arsenic that it kills everything. It kills the people, too. When the people eat that, they eat the arsenic. It also goes into your body. What your body can't fight off, eliminate, it stores in fat to try to keep it from getting into your liver and shutting it down. So it stores it in the fat. If you lose a lot of weight right quickly and your body starts taking this fat to live off of, you're going to get what is stored there. Now, you might remember that and try to get some help before you do these things to make yourself sicker. Thyme helps the body to eliminate toxins, which we need that too, and we're working on this to try to get the best. The toxins. It boosts the immune system by supporting the formulation of white blood cells, increasing resistance to invading organisms. We're going to start hanging this stuff on the walls, right? 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 Praise Yahweh. We need them. That's not the sermon today. The sermon started with early this morning with that young man that I hope everyone heard that sermon. It was fantastic. Fantastic instruction. If we could just get the whole world to live by. Well, here we're also facing what Yeshua said, that these disease epidemics are going to be the worst ever. That's what scientists are now saying. For some reason or another, they're repeating Yeshua's words. Yeshua. Today is the 17th of Yeshua. That's our new calendar. Get that calendar. You now get it online. Chinese president has reportedly ordered the People's Liberation Army to prepare for combat. And this is not just combat, but nuclear combat. Now, what would be causing this? I told you a while ago to pay attention to that, to keep in mind this about Turkey. Now, I brought a lot of this out in the war in the Middle East. Turkey has been split with the Catholic Church for, I think, about 60 years, 59 years or 60 years. They've been split off with the Catholic Church. Now, they know, and as it was brought out on the news there today, you saw it, I'm not saying this on my own, they know that they are fighting the United States. Turkey knows they're fighting the United States. You got to keep that in mind and remember Revelations 13. Revelations 13, I don't want to go back into that. I don't have time. But you can read it. The first 14 verses is speaking of the first beast. That's the fourth beast led by that started off with the quartet of Daniel, and of course became the quartet later after it was all divided up, became the quartet here in these last days, and that was mentioned here on the news this morning. The second half of that chapter, Revelations 13, deals with the United States. This two-horned beast that both Catholic and Christian, they're the ones that run this country, the Catholic and the Christian. The laws that they passed, their constitutional rights that the Christians passed. They passed it because they were being persecuted for rising up against the Pope and the Vatican. Vatican actually means the divining serpent. So they rose up and they wanted to protect themselves here in the United States, and they knew that the Catholic Church was going to take over this country. So they ganged up against the Catholic Church in order to have rights of their own here in this country. Well, that's what you see in Revelation 13. And you see this two-horned beast, which is the United States. You see them in Turkey today saying, "Let us be like the first beast." They don't want to. Now, on the 5th of this month, that's just this next few days of this worldly calendar, on the 5th of this month of the worldly calendar, the Pope is going to go back to Turkey again. No, he's not going to go to Turkey. Erdogan is coming to the Vatican to meet with the Pope. And the Pope's going to make him a deal that he can't refuse. If you saw that movie, Impossible to Refuse, this big syndicate. Well, now all of this is taking place because building up to what we see and what they know now is nuclear war that's going to burn the earth. The scripture says, whether they believe it or not, it's going to take place. Whether you believe it or not, the prophecy that said we're going to have a bomb that can darken the sun, whether you believe that or not, it's here. We have it. And the world knows it. Our scientists know it. Everybody in the world that's here listening to my voice knows this. And they know that other prophecies, too, are going to come to pass. There are literally thousands of them that's already come to pass. And all these preachers out there, or some of them, 4,999 preachers out there, it was all prophesied to do evil, to follow evil. The whole world, Yahweh says, whether you believe that or not, the whole world is deceived. You have two trees to choose from. You can either go to the God-worshipping trees, which there's 4,199 of them today. You could even start another one if you want to. You're all going to burn at the same time. The only other way, the way to save yourself and your family, is to come to the house. Seek it first, along with Yahweh's righteousness. And you'll be protected. You won't be protected otherwise. You may think you're big, strong, and healthy. I'll guarantee you, you're going to burn, and no amount of immune system will save you from nuclear burning. Whether you believe it or not, it's here. Malachi, Malachi. If you have a book of King James Version, it's Malachi, it's Malachi, truly. Whether you believe it or not, that's his true name. And whether you believe it or not, you're going to burn, as chapter 4, verse 2 tells you. Well, all this is taking place because of religions. They're all deceived, as Revelations 12:9 says. All deceived, they're all worshiping gods from a calendar, along with removing the Holy Scriptures for 1,500 years, along with removing that and putting out a calendar of God worship, they got people all over the world praying to dead rabbis. They don't even know where the word Lord comes from. They never read. They just accept it like you did this worldly calendar. That today, yesterday, it started to turn around. The calendar of Yahweh, it's perfect. It's a perfect calendar. You know, was talking about the time and the clock that was built in Greenwich, pronounced the name wrong, England. But the clock there is as close to perfect as you can get, but it continually has to be set by the clock in heaven. Now, all the scientists know this. They know that these planets were set by law, and they know they never get out of time. Now, how can that be? The only explanation is, I hope you got it in front of you, the book of Yahweh. Yahweh's way is perfect. That's what it says. Yahweh's way is perfect. If you follow Yahweh's laws, you'll have a perfect life very, very soon. And it will be eternal. It won't be full of the sickness that we see going all over the world today. And this flu is not nearly, it's just a drop in the bucket as to the other diseases that are coming up and spreading out all over the world again in full force. And behind it here, we see Pope Francis has warned that the world is just one accident away from a nuclear holocaust, the likes of which we have never seen, drawing on imagery from the Second World War to illustrate his point. I think we are at the very limit. I am really afraid of this. I would that the whole Catholic Church would be afraid of this and start wondering why it's taking place, because Yahweh told them long ago, before they went this way, before they rebelled even, he says, don't eat of this tree. This tree has taken over the world with its deception, saying you don't have to follow Yahweh. You won't die. You won't die. Well, the Pope is saying, now I've changed my mind. One accident is enough to participate things, he replied. The Pope, the Vatican, who is behind the whole thing, and the wars going on trying to take over these nations now, just like Revelation 13 says. Vatican. the professor, Vatican, depopulation is the only solution to climate change crisis. Does that sound like he's against it? They know that what they're doing is going to depopulate the earth, as Malachi Martin said it would. Now get this, despite U.S. denial, nuclear posture review reveals, revolves, I'm sorry, despite U.S. denial, nuclear posture reviews revolves around Russia. Although U.S. officials argued the new nuclear posture review does not revolve around Russia, concerns about Moscow nuclear arsenal absolutely dominate the document. I don't know if you've read it or not. It's a long article. Judges and prosecutors share practices at Global Vatican Trafficking Summit. I'm just reading you this to show you that the Pope, the Vatican, the divining serpent, is into everything that the nations are doing. They're not improving it. They're groping in the dark for answers, but the answers they're seeking is to force the nations to be Catholic, be like the first beast. It's force, Nimrod force. It traces right back to Genesis 10. The Nimrod force, where you force people, you take what you want by any means, and you force people to give in, give their money, give their loyalty, everything to you. The Pope right now is pushing solidarity, and he's saying, if we don't have this, we will never be able to survive in peace. Well, of course, that means unity. He doesn't want to use that word because that's the word that Yahweh and Yahshua use, saying, you must become unity with my house. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh, the habitation of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh, and his righteousness. There go and humble yourself and do exactly what they tell you to do, or you won't make it. You will always be a troublemaker in the house of Yahweh. But you won't always be there if you don't. If you don't submit, you won't always be there. You won't go into the kingdom. Yahweh tells you you won't. Vatican submits. Vatican Summit seeks comprehensive global health care reform. The Vatican Summit, the health care reform. Here in the United States, well, Obama had one. Trump is wanting one. He can't get the cabinet to agree with him, but he may. Well, my desire, Yahshua tells me I want that 3 out of 4 will fall away. Nothing I can do about it. They're going to fall away. I see reasons for it. I see they're really not catching what is taught. They're not studying it later. They're not absorbing it and letting it become a part of their lives. So they fall away and they wonder. They can't answer any questions from the scriptures because that disappears once you fall away. You'd be turning over to Revelation 17 because here's where we stand right now, and what you see in that calendar, of course, is part of it. But this group here is definitely permanently identified as geographical location of seven hills. And you see that in verse 7 and verse 9, chapter 17, verse 7 and verse 9. Seven heads, 10 horns. The 10 horns just pledged their allegiance to this. They're not getting too far. The 10 kings are not traveling real fast in bringing solidarity between the Vatican and their country, but they are trying. They're the ones that put out the offer that they hope can't be refused. What is shown in Turkey right now, the reason I say it's so important is the United States is showing them what resisting the Vatican is going to bring big time in Turkey. The things that are taking place right there that you just saw on the news, that if you'll watch this, it's meant to turn Turkey from Muslim to Christian. it won't work. You can't force. And Yahweh tells us from the beginning, you can't force people to accept this. When they rejected Yahweh, Yahweh said, okay, I'm going to give you up. I'm not going to control you. You're going to go your own way. And of course, he set 7 works that he prophesied, which would prove what their way would bring. After he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he gave them these laws in order to bring forth his son about 1,491 years later. He gave them that, and the microorganisms working with Yahweh now set an example saying, we'll open our mouth and swallow you if you interfere with Yahweh's plan. Yochanan 1:1 and 2 says that plan is Yahweh's, And it hasn't varied at all. It's going just exactly according to Yahweh's will. Nothing was done. Nothing was allowed. Nothing that Yahweh didn't allow was not done. He allowed these things to take place for the testing, but for Yahshua himself, the Son of Man, the first Son of Man who became a son of Yahweh. Now that was Yahshua. His memorial we're going to be here in just a couple of months. I'm so pressed right now. I would I could somehow speed up things to get the group ready that Yahweh wants. It is pressing. It's hard. And especially when you see someone tottering on the wall and the wind blowing in different directions, and you know they're going to fall. But here this group that he brought out of Israel, Yahweh said, they're going to pass the laws. I just showed you his hand is in everything. They just passed the sodomy laws through the Supreme Court in America. They're passing other laws. They're removing all the men that like women from offices and putting men that don't like women in offices. And they're putting women that like women in offices. They're doing away with every form of righteousness. Every form of holiness, as Daniel said. All of these things are taking place right under your nose. If you can't see them, I'm here to point them out to you. When you leave the house of Yahweh, or you start tittering on top of this wall you're on, or this ladder that's about to fall, and the wind is blowing you first in this direction, then back in this direction, and you listen, but you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you now, we've already got 4,199 of you out there with groups formed, and all of you are going to burn. The only way that you could possibly save your life is right here in the book in front of you, the book of Yahweh. We are the only ones on the face of the earth that is straightening this thing out, opposing Babylon. Well, if you look at verse 14, he says, these will make war against the Lamb. Well, who's the Lamb? The Lamb is the one that Yahweh said, that the microorganism said to this group that rose up against Moshe. They would have taken over. They had the majority. It doesn't show you all of this in one verse. It's here a little and there a little. But the only thing that kept them back was the earth opening its mouth and swallowing them up and saying, this is going to take place with you if you follow this group. Well, that won't take place anymore. Yahshua said, no more miracles. I said the same thing. I agree with Yahshua. What you can do, the greatest miracle you could perform right now is believe this book that you're reading. Every word, as Yahshua said. It's got to be by every word or none at all. You won't make it otherwise. And I feel pressured to teach this and make it clear. This group is making war against us right now. We are opposing them in everything. They're making war against the Lamb. They are opposing what Yahshua is going to do. Yahshua, who with the branch together is going to bring peace. You are part of this branch. Thither them to the branch. You're thithered to me. You can't go out on your own. You go out on your own and you're lost. It's a crazy thought even thinking about it. You've boosted yourself up like a god. You can't do that. You're like Satan when you start boosting yourself up. Yahweh has offered you a position. You've got to take that position or else you won't be there. It's that simple. There's going to be no rebellion in the kingdom. It's going to be complete unity. Yeshua said, I think it's in Matthew 18:16, on this rock, complete unity, I will build this house. There won't be any other. There won't be any other. They're going to be burned. In fact, the burning is very near to us right now when this is going to take place. Well, here in Revelations, he shows us that these are going to make war against the Lamb. That's what's taking place. They're trying to prevent the Lamb from putting together this house of Yahweh. In the last days, I will establish my house. That's it, the last days. He's had 2,000 years to train for this position. He's now training this you that it's going to be complete unity, just like the Pope says. The Pope is saying the same thing. He's seeing this. But he wants it with the Vatican, so the Vatican can rule like it did before. The fourth beast, rule like it did before. What did it do? It slaughtered and slaughtered and slaughtered throughout the whole thousands of years here, hiding the truth, destroying Yahweh's work, trying to. Yahweh allowed it to be taken away. After Yeshua came, he allowed it for 1,500 years to be taken away from you. From Yeshua's work in the house of Yahweh, it lays before you right now. Look at it. From Yeshua's work. And you want to leave this work? You want to lift yourself over this work? Wow, aren't you the mighty one? You'll probably get some stars to go with you. There's no telling what all you might get done. Okay. Their teaching, of course, is against Yahshua's teaching. His teaching is. Turn to Matthew 4. It would help if everyone would start reading from the book 2, starting from the beginning. But pay close attention to what our high priest, who is high priest over the house of Yahweh, right now, guiding the house. Zechariah, remember Zechariah, 6th chapter? He says that Yahweh says to Yahshua, crown Yahshua, high priest, and him and the branch will reign together, building the house of Yahweh. Well, here, Yahshua, he's not going to change his mind on this. Satan gave him the same teaching that you're wanting to offer the world, that the Pope offered it, the Vatican offered it back in the days of Cain. Cain was the first Pope that brought forth God worship. And what did he do? He killed the one that didn't agree with him. Not just him, he slaughtered others besides. He tried to wipe out their religion. Cain, he was a God worshiper. He's doing the same thing then that the world is doing today. Yada 1:10 said they all going the way of Cain. Well, Yeshua's words is, Yeshua, verse 1, was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Same thing that occurred with Eve and then Adam. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. So when the tempter came to him, She said, if you are the son of Yahweh, command that these stones be turned into bread. Yeshua said, he just refused her whole thing. He didn't even consider it. He says, he answered and said, it is written. Why would we follow the words that are written? Why would you follow the words that are written? He did. The words that are written, the prophecies prove that no man could write them. It's impossible. You couldn't predict in the days of, if you live 700 years like Isaiah did before Yeshua, and think of what he predicted, that the earth is going to be burned and few men left. The whole earth. He wasn't the first one. This is also shown in Deuteronomy 28. Then it's shown elsewhere. Yael, the second chapter. The sun is going to be darkened, the moon turned to blood. You can't see. Blood, getting pretty close. Right after that blood came the calendar of truth, of Yahweh worship instead of God worship. But notice, he said, and he answered and said, it is written. You're told in Isaiah 34:16, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. In them scriptures, you'll find that in the last days, I will establish my house. And then he tells you how it's going to be established. And lo and behold, every prophecy was fulfilled perfectly. Praise Yahweh. And then he says, man does not live. You're not going to live. You're not going to live. That's that. You need to underline that. Put it hang it on your wall. You're not going to live. Period. Unless, notice what you got to do. But by these written words. Written. This is it. It's laid out for you. Loud and clear. You can't change it. I know you want to change it. Revelation says if you change anything, you're going to be added the curses. That's the only thing you're going to gain. Revelation's the last three verses in your book of Yahweh, or even in a King James Version. Look over to chapter 6 here. Chapter 6 and Yeshua. Now they're fighting against the Lamb. You don't have to come here. You don't have to go to the house, they say. Satan is saying this, barking in your ears, both ears. putting your images in your eyes. They're flashing it in there. Hey, come up here to this place. Boy, it's exciting up here. Oh, it's really desirable. You can get anything you want to get here. From whores to goers. Anything you want. Just come this way. Satan is offering you all kinds of stuff here. But Yahweh and the Lamb says, don't go that way. Don't even think about it. You think about it, it's going to enter your mind. Get it out of your mind. You won't have long to do what I tell you. You know, I won't be in your life long if you don't obey. It's going to be soon. Well, chapter 6, Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. That word is house, by the way. House of Yahweh. It's called habitation, and it's translated that way, habitation of Yahweh and his righteousness. This is Yeshua. Now, of course, all of these churches are saying, no, you don't have to do this. You don't have to seek Yahweh. You don't have to seek his house. You don't have to seek his righteousness. All you have to do is believe. Just a blank mind. Just believe. Nothing else now. Just believe. You know, you should be able to see how stupid this is. Well, I want to get loose from the house of Yahweh. I want to go out here and start me a group. And this goes on. And we see a few here listening and a few there. if I were you, I would say, I don't want to listen to this garbage. And if you're going to start listening to it, I'm going to report you. And I'm going to bring you before the elders and see if they can help you. If I can't help you, then maybe they can help you. That would be the thing to do instead of letting it go. Seek you first. That's got to come first in your life or you won't be there. And the Catholic Church is saying, or Satan is saying to you, oh, no, you don't have to do that. Oh, no, you're important. You ought to be up here somewhere teaching, you know, controlling the universe. You're not you. Surely you won't die. And his righteousness, that's the two things that Yahshua said. Now look at verse, you're in chapter 6 there. You're in chapter 6. Look at verse 28. Verse 28. I'm in the wrong book. Go over to Yochanan. Now this is the Savior now doing the speaking. And remember, he tells you, go to the place. That's his words. And Satan is saying, no, you don't have to go. That's the reason Eve and Adam both, you know, disappeared from the house of Yahweh, and Yahweh went hunting them. Chapter 6, and look at verse 28. Now here's Yahshua talking. This is the war they're making against Yahshua. The Catholic Church, the Vatican, they've always taught this same thing from Genesis through. Look at verse 28. Then they said to him, What must we do that we might work the work of Yahweh? We want to go out and start us a work of Yahweh. That's what they were saying to Yahshua here. You see that question? What must we do to go out and start us a work? Yahshua answered and said to them, this is the work of Yahweh. This is the work of Yahweh. And notice what else. Notice what else there. But this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Whom he has sent. This is the work. This is how you do the work of Yahweh. Believe. Go to the house of Yahweh. Seek first. Seek it first. That verse 29, the one sent. The one sent. Now, keep that in mind and look back to chapter 5 there. Don't even have to turn the page. Chapter 5 and verse 39. The one sent. The one sent. And look at verse 39. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures for the one sent. You see that? This is the work. This is the work that you believe in the one sent. Search the scriptures for the one sent. And you will find in the last days, in the generation of the bomb that can darken the sun, in that generation I will establish my house through the high priest Yahshua that sits at my right hand. The high priest that never dies, he'll never change his mind. Humble yourself. Search the scriptures. That's your job. If you can't do it, seek help. Not from the Pope. The Pope will tell you the same thing Satan told Eve. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they that testify of me. They testify of me, working with Yahshua. I'm called the branch, as also mentioned in Genesis 49, verse 10 and 11. Search the scriptures and you will find me. Don't go off on your own. Search the scripture. That's what you're told in Isaiah. Isaiah 34. Remember, believe all that the prophets have spoken. That's what Yahshua said. This is the only way you're going to live. He wasn't joking with you. Either you believe all that the prophets have spoken, which is search the scriptures, or you won't be in Yahweh's kingdom. Seeing without believing is our part. That's us. We won't have to die. You won't even have to die at all if you will do this. Isaiah 34:16. Search out the book of Yahweh. Well, there wasn't any book of Yahweh. There wasn't any book of Yahweh since 70 AY, remember? The Catholic Church, the Vatican, they had Jerusalem destroyed. All of them people who call themselves Yahwehist or kept the Sabbath, kept a new moon, kept a menorah, anything like that, kept the feast day. Daniel told them before that. He said, they're going to fight against you. He said, they're going to take their army and pollute the temple. He said all of that before it took place. You can't prophesy the future. Try it. You think you're so high and mighty? Try prophesying what's going to take place in your life tomorrow. Even today. Search out the book of Yahweh. Search it out. Well, that was the command that was given to his house. No one else did it. The book of Yahweh wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the house of Yahweh established first. That work brought it forth. Search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will be neglected. The other translations say not one of these are going to fail. Not one of these prophecies will fail. And that's what this means. Not one of them will be neglected. Yahweh has said in Yochanan 1:1, the plan was with Yahweh in the beginning, and nothing was done that was done unless he agreed with it, unless he allowed this to take place. It was all foretold ahead of time what was going to take place in order to bring forth the house of Yahweh in these last days. It was prophesied before Yahshua that to bring forth Yahshua. And then Yahshua was prophesied to go and sit at the side of Yahweh, the right hand of Yahweh, for the next 2,000 years until the house of Yahweh was established. Then comes the nuclear wars after this message goes out. As Malachi said, I'll send my messenger and it will bring the strength of Yahweh to the nations. That's Malachi 4, the last two verses. I'll send Eliyah, which means the strength of Yahweh, which are the laws of Yahweh. That's the strength of Yahweh. None of that would be unless this house was established right now. We're the ones that fulfilled all of that prophecy. Not one of these will be neglected. Yahweh is shepherding, as he said, every one of these prophecies to make sure that it comes through and every prophecy that was written will be fulfilled. You're the ones now that's fulfilling these prophecies. You are the house of Yahweh. Not one of these will be neglected, for it is written. You see that? It is written. If it's not written, it's not going to be done. Amos, King James Version. Amosha, he will have no other work. I will have no other work. That's what he said. You try to change that, read before you do. Read Revelations 22:17-18. You're just adding to yourself curses, the curse of death. Not one of these will be neglected, for it is written. It is written. Search the scriptures. They're the ones that tell you what Yahweh is going to do and how you can be a part of it. A part of it in this time period, in this last days nuclear bomb, nuclear burning generation that is getting ready to, we're just a step away, I'm going to quote the Pope again, we're just one accident away. Well, it's really not an accident. The man is lying. He knows he's lying. It's not an accident what is taking place. Revelations 13 tells them what they're doing. How could that be an accident? Read it, Pope. Vatican, all of you people that follow in the Catholic Church, read Revelations 13. The first 12 verses there, you will see the first beast, which every scholar knows is the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church. Revelation 17, 9 said it's going to sit on seven hills, and it's going to be the leader of the kings of the earth. Right now, they're sending the Pope here and there to make them offers right now, and they send in their men to do destruction, and they said it's going to, then they send the Pope, and he'll make them an offer. If they refuse it, the destruction gets worse. They can all know. They all know what they're going to expect from now on. When they see the Pope coming, or ready to call them to Rome, when he calls them to Rome, he's got an offer for them. And if they don't take it, then Malachi Martin says they have the strength and the power to say what nation stands and what nation falls. Well, you see them collapsing. It started with Afghanistan. It's already taken several nations, and several other nations is already going down. Well, at last, the prophecy says, chapter 18 of Revelations, it says, you're going down, Babylon. You're the one that's going to fall in this one. You're going to be burned. They may be a little bit worried because of that one, because we're telling them, hey, Vatican, this is you. This is you that's going to be burned along with all of your followers. Malachi said, all who do wickedly. You know who does wickedly? Those who don't believe. That's a wicked person. They're also a fool, Yeshua said. You're a fool for not believing this. That was already brought out once today. We need to tack it up on the wall. Don't be a fool. We need to write a song about this. Don't be a fool. Follow the school that teaches Yahweh's laws. That sounds like a great song to me. I love you. Yahweh bless you. I'll turn the services next to the next leader. I love you.